always have an answer. And the passage wasn't talking to preacher only. It was talking to members of the body of Christ. So when Christians fail to make use of lessons that will help to prepare us to give an answer, then we fail God, and that's not good. The passage of Hebrews chapter 5, the end, and chapter 6, the beginning, when by reason of time you are to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you the rudiments of the oracles of the first principle of God, and you have become like baby who should still be fed on milk and not on solid food. Passages like that is talking about how sometimes we fail, and we fail in God's sight. Never take lightly any opportunity to learn more about the will of God. I want to spend a little time on John chapter 10, verse 35. And if one of the brother will to read that passage for us.
John 10, verse 35. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
Just that phrase, the scripture cannot be broken. I don't know the extent to which I want to say something about that, and I want to say something about some other passages. The scripture cannot be broken. Let me read that from the Amplified, just to give you a sense of the idea that is contained in the passage. So, I'm reading from John chapter 10, verse 35. So men are called gods, that is, by the law. Men to whom God's message came, and the scripture cannot be set aside or be canceled, or be broken, or be annulled. All these. One, you cannot set God's word aside. You cannot cancel God's word. You cannot break God's word. You cannot annul God's word. Putting it in our language, you cannot ignore and show disregard to God's word. What it is saying, it's not saying that that can never happen. What it is saying, there are terrible consequences. That's what the part, when the part, the scripture cannot be broken. I don't know if I'll reach that part, but in the Bible, there are men from the beginning of time who have tried to break God's word, tried to ignore it, and all of them end up breaking themselves. They were destroyed by trying to prove that God's word really means nothing. One man, One theologian said of that phrase, these words of Jesus embrace all creation, all time, and all eternity, commenting just on the scripture cannot be broken. This theologian said, these words of Jesus, they embrace all creation, they embrace all time, they embrace all eternity. One of the meaning and message, lesson in these words, the scripture cannot be broken, is that what it is saying is that like all of God's other laws, like the law of physics, the law of biology, the law of chemistry, all of God's other law, God's spiritual law cannot be ignored without consequences. The scripture cannot be broken. You cannot treat God's word lightly and as if it is nothing without some terrible consequences. And that is not peculiar to the spiritual law. We like to use the law of physics because in the law of physics is where we have the attraction that anything goes up, come down, and that you climb a tall building and jump. You do not jump and remain up there in space. Physics says you are going to come down. Now, don't try to ignore that law. May I just throw the very aeroplane you see up there is men, engineers and scientists, put out effort to understand better how the law of physics work and so put together a machine that with all the engine and whatever that keeps that plane up there, but they have to abide by the law of physics. It's not, when you see the aeroplane up there, it's not like it is breaking the law of physics. It is working in keeping with the law of physics. The law cannot be broken. All of God's, like all of God's other law, they are, if and when and where they are ignored, they are ignored at our peril. That's what John 10:35 is saying. The law cannot be broken. You cannot just push aside God's law. No, thousands of ignorant men, millions of men and women out there think so. You can laugh at the Bible, you can mock it, you can do what you want with it. They, in fact, you and I are here to tell them. And if you weren't doing that, start pointing out to them that, no, when you ignore God's law, you think you get away. You don't get away, Miss Jane. It's going to come back to haunt you, so you better submit yourself to it. And you can always bring them back to this passage. The law cannot be broken. It not only means that when any of God's law, when Christ spoke, he was speaking of the spiritual law. But as I've said, that principle stated in verse 35 is applicable in the area of physics, biology, botany, zoology, chemistry, physics, wherever it is applicable. All the laws that God made to run the universe, we ignore them at our peril. The scripture cannot be broken. It means also, and implied, that the Bible is inspired. When Jesus Christ said the law cannot be broken, what Jesus Christ was implying, that it is God's law. And it means it is given by God, meaning it is inspired. That's why Jesus Christ used it in the way he uses it. It means also or implied that Jesus Christ believed and accepted the Bible. When Jesus Christ said the law cannot be broken, he was in effect stating, I respect it. I know its consistency, its applicability, and the responsibility we have to it. It cannot be broken. Jesus Christ was showing that he accepts. And he believed the Bible. When Jesus Christ said the law cannot, or the scripture cannot be broken, it also means and implies that the Bible is as infallible, or that the Bible is an infallible book. That the Bible is the one judge and jury before which judge and jury all men and women and their deeds shall be finally or be at last be brought into judgment. That is by the word of God. Not only was Jesus Christ implying that the scripture cannot be broken, that Jesus Christ actually said that in the book of St. John chapter 12 and verse 48, listening.
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
This is a very important passage. Jesus Christ said, anyone who does not listen to him and does not listen to his word, there is one that judges him. And you think the one was referring to a person. Jesus Christ personifies his teaching and his word. He said, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge you on the last day. When Jesus Christ said that the scripture cannot be broken, in that Christ was also implying that that is and will be the final judge before which our sins will be taken and be given final word according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ said that the scripture cannot be broken, it means and implies that the sacred scripture are as immutable as God. As God and God's other laws. That the scripture is as immutable as God who gives it. And that the scripture is as immutable as God's other laws. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6 and I think verse 17, that God is immutable, meaning God does not change. We must recognize that so is God's word. It does not change. Absolutely nothing shall or can break the word of the Almighty God. Nothing. May I? Have you ever thought that if every person on earth, if every man, every woman on earth, in whatever corner of the earth they are, if they manifest unbelief, if they repudiate and reject what the Bible says completely, have you ever thought that it would make nothing, no difference to the word of God? It would not change the word of God. God's word would not carry on some adjustment because the entire world reject what the Bible says. The only difference that it would make is those people's final judgment. That's right. That's how consistent and how immutable God's word is. That human behavior does not in any way make God's word shift and change its stance. But it makes all the difference to the men and women who respond to God's word the wrong way. Time, time changes us, all of us. Time has its effect on us. Time changes things, the very concrete. That's right. Money, time changes it. Time does not change the word of God. It has no effect on the word of God. While time, you know, sometimes I'm fascinated over us human beings. The car you and I buy today looks so beautiful. Give it a 5 or 6 or 10 years. And that's why car people, you know, they just come up with a little different design. Because time has its effect on almost everything physical. But not on the word of God. Time cannot break God's word. Disobedience cannot break God's word. The pharaohs of Egypt found that disobedience cannot change, alter, or made non-effective God's word. Balaam discover that you cannot change or break God's word. In fact, Balaam was broken trying to go contrary to God's word when the Almighty God put human language in the mouth of a dumb animal. That helped to bring Balaam to some of his senses. Telling Balaam, you cannot go against God's word. Judas tried to break God's word by disobedience, but end up being broken on the gallows. And the hanging tree that he hung himself on. The Herods of the time of Jesus Christ tried to work against Christianity. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, we met upon one of the Herods who, when he did wickedness and evil to God's people, that's trying to break God's word, you know. The men and women who preach God's word. The Herod there in chapter 12 of Acts was trying to break up, trying to show that God's word mean nothing. He ended up being eaten by a worm. Well, not a worm, probably many worms. So disobedience cannot break God's word. Neglectful disciples. What do you mean, Brother Mitchell? Neglectful Christian cannot break God's word. Finally, the advance. Yes, I said the advance of knowledge, the advance of technology cannot break God's word. The word of God has an everlastingly timeless relevance. The word of God, it has an everlastingly timeless relevance. So as knowledge advances, as technology advances, never believe that God's word is left behind in the dark ages. I'm always fascinated how God gives us a plan of salvation that is workable, applicable wherever human being live. A person can be taught the simple way to become a Christian, and it's not outdated wherever human being live. It was applicable 2,000 years ago. When human being hear the word, believe it, repent, confess, and baptize, and it is applicable today. And if this word lasts for another 10,000, 10 million years, God's simple plan of salvation is applicable. And the simple acts of worship. What is there that man has built or brought about that remains applicable and relevant so long? Nothing. Have you noticed, like I have, that the various denominations, they have to keep revising their doctrine? That's right. There are books that particular denomination wrote 15 years ago, 50, 60 years ago, that they have to recall. They have to address the doctrine that was in their book. And it's not just that one of their members made a mistake or one of their leaders. No, this was what the denomination stands for. Denomination like the Anglican, whose priests can now marry. Before long, you'll have the same thing taking place in Roman Catholicism. They have to make adjustment. For 2,000 years, the Christianity of Jesus Christ needs no adjustment. Not even death can break God's word. I'm going to stop there. I want to touch on some other point relative to the VBS also. But let that be another time.